morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. All those who have come to worship with us in our sanctuary today, and want to welcome those who are listening over the internet and the radio also. And for coming and listening, we hope you experience the love, the power that we're going to receive from God's Word today. I was noticing Rebecca over here and her family. Welcome back. It's good to have you guys with us today. I know she was really getting into that song. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And we thank you for coming back and visiting with us today, along with the other visitors. And if you are a visitor, we'd like you to fill out the registration card. You can obtain one from the ushers in the back, and you can fill it out. A pastor would like to call you and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline of the sermon in your church bulletin if you'd like to follow along there. The scripture of the month is also found in the bulletin in Romans chapter 5 and verse 18. The scripture says, "Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life." Amen. And now we're going to do what we came to do. We're going to continue worshiping the Lord with your beautiful voices, with Tae Young on the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Happy Lord's Day, everyone. Hope you were all blessed this week. I know Trish and Miguel ended up coming over with the grandkids, so I'm always blessed when the grandkids come over. So why don't we start with our first hymn, number 455, "In My Heart There Rings a Melody," and we'll sing the first and the third. "In My Heart There Rings a Melody." We turn to number 368. "Have I Done My Best for Jesus?" 368. And we'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
Oh,
so true. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 397, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, number 397. And why don't we all rise as we sing our last hymn, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Pleasure to be here. And before we start, I wanted to make one more announcement. When I was chosen by the congregation of Bethel to be the senior pastor, I had communicated with the membership that we were looking for someone to take on some of the responsibilities of ministry here and to become the associate pastor of Bethel Baptist Church. You will be receiving a letter in a day or so that will communicate some more about this position and the person we are to consider. On Sunday, August 11th, 2019, there will be a congregational meeting to consider whether or not the people of Bethel Baptist Church would like to extend a call to Lee Prater as the associate pastor on a three-month trial basis. As my letter to all of you states, this will be a paid position. Please try to attend or listen to the evening service on August 4th, that's next Sunday, to listen to Lee Prater preach the Word of God, and then to join us on Sunday, August 11th, to let us know your views of Lee serving as the associate pastor here at Bethel. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact me in person, via phone, or at my email address, gregt@bbcmh.org. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and for the hope of eternal life through faith in Christ. That you, O Lord, are always in our hearts and in our minds. And it is you who guides us and direct us unto yourself, that we would listen to your voice and do your will. We pray for your Spirit to guide us and to direct us to follow after you in holiness and in righteousness. And as David in the Psalm writes, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. And so, Father, we pray for your comforts in which we delight. We pray for your presence and your grace in whom we find strength. We pray for your Spirit to be upon us as a people of Bethel and as the people of God, that there would be that hungering and that thirsting for your word, that we may be drawn closer to you to serve you, to worship you, and to praise you. That we would be your witnesses to those around us, our neighbors and families, friends and co-workers and peers, that they would see the love of Jesus Christ being lived out in us, and that they might desire to know that power and of that great love. And we pray for your healing power and your comforting spirit upon those who are afflicted with the afflictions of this world. Lord, we lift up to you Christina Ida, who's did not feel very well this morning, and so we pray for your strengthening of her body and your encouraging to her spirit. We lift up to you Danielle Mills, who has a surgery coming up. We pray for your healing power there. We pray for Raquel, who is looking forward to being able to return with us and extends her love and her greetings to us, Lord. But at the same time, she's having some difficulties that she needs to have diagnosed, and so we pray for you to be with the doctors, to diagnose her problems, and to help her body recover. We lift up to you Martha. She's been having some health issues as well as work situations, for you to strengthen her and encourage her to be that light and the hope that people need to see. We lift up to you Tae Young's father in Korea, Lord, who was rushed to the ER with a lot of pain and found some stones in the bile duct and other things. Lord, we pray for your healing touch, your comforting spirit, in your divine wisdom to be upon them, to draw the family closer to you and to rest upon you and receive strength from you. And Father, we pray that you be with Henry John's father for having other heart stabilization problems. And we pray that the doctors would have wisdom to adjust his medications and to diagnose his issues as well. And Father, we pray for James Bryson, who has Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. Pray that you would find a facility close to his home so his wife would be able to visit and spend more time with him. We thank you, Father, for the prayers for my father and for his recovery procedures, having the staples in his back removed. And now it's just a matter of recovering strength, recovering mobility, and being encouraged by you to follow after you and to serve you. Lord, we lift up to you Corinda's brother-in-law, Tom. He had some symptoms that were like a heart attack, and they don't yet know what it is, but Lord, you do. So we pray for your peace and comfort. We pray for your guidance, direction, and healing power. And Father, we lift up to you Rahel Menick's sister-in-law, Valerie, in a motorcycle accident, critical condition, doing slightly better, but Lord, you are the great physician. We pray for your healing touch and your mighty power. We pray for Craig Miller, wisdom for his next step as he has so many health issues, Lord, but encourage his heart, and may his life and the life of the family be filled with the peace and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up to you Jim Bergen with broken lumbar and recovering at home, and we pray for your strengthening spirit upon him. Lift up to you Jorge Peretti, and who had suffered from a broken hip, for your healing power on him as well. We pray for those with cancer, Lord. Jen Hernandez's father, Robert, Bob Jones's brother, Ron, Fred Mills' brother-in-law, Bill, for you to encourage the family and strengthen them as they deal with the challenges and the difficulties of cancer. We praise you, Lord, for you bringing life into this world. And as we have some young ladies associated with our church, Angelica Menick expecting twins in November, Maria Velos expecting in December, and Alicia Birchfield expecting in January, for these children to be strong in you, and physically strong and spiritually strong, being raised in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And Father, we thank you for those who came out on Saturday to help us to reach out into our community. Thank you for the time that they gave, and thank you for the desire that they had to reach the local community, and that the families in our neighborhoods, would be encouraged to hear the gospel, that they might listen to your voice and follow after you. We pray for your blessing and guidance upon Bethel as we look for what we can do with our facilities, and pray that you give us wisdom, pray that you open doors, and we see those doors open. We pray for the Praters as they look for housing. We pray for Christians that are being persecuted throughout the world, for your comforting spirit and your divine blessing and grace. And Father, we thank you for the missionaries that we have throughout the world, that you would use them in a mighty way to grow and expand your kingdom, to reach into the lives and to the hearts of the people around them with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, ministering in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila, ministering in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco, serving in Colombia, Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott, serving in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez, also in Spain, Informed Choices, ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Portland, Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries out of Portland area. And so, Father, we pray for this offering that we're about to receive to be used for your honor, your glory, for the expansion of the gospel, that you would bless those who to facilitate the work of ministry here, to encourage them in you, whether they are here in the sanctuary, whether they are listening over KKMC radio, or whether they are listening over the internet or later upon the CD. Bless them with your spirit and with your encouraging grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Much choir, that wonderful, wonderful message. Yes, Jesus is worthy. And today we're going to be looking into God's Word in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 through 15. If we'll turn in our Bibles now to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 through 15. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. And if anyone does not obey your word in the epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Bless the reading of God's word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, once again we have come into your presence in your throne room by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we have come to hear from you today. And Father, we pray that you might bless all the hearers of your word. And Father, may you bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he brings forth the word, Lord. So when we leave today, Lord, may we have gained a better understanding of you as we heard in our Sunday school class, Lord, today. That is what you want us to do, is to know about you and to walk worthy of you, Lord, because you have done everything for us, and help us to pattern our life after you. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.